this is Rabbi Mendel Muhammad.
Yeah, I'm right? Okay. Rabbi, but even though I get bailed
out of that. I understand. What's his name? Moshe Mendelowitz told me, he said there's a kitchen rabbi.
Kitchen rabbi.
You remember him?
Yeah, who's Moshe Mendelowitz?
This
sounds familiar.
He's from Muncie, but maybe he was here before you.
Moshe Mendelowitz.
Yeah, he was in the 50s, late 50s. Anyway, he said he called it a kitchen rabbi.
Kitchen rabbi.
Because the cook called everybody rabbi.
Right.
Okay. When did you first come to Lakewood? Where were you before that?
Okay, I came to Lakewood 47 years ago. I was in Beis Medrash Elyon in Muncie.
Yeah.
3 years before that. I was there for 3 years.
Uh-huh. And where were you before that?
It was I originally am from the east side, lower east side. I was, I went to Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Yeshiva when I was 17.
So you had the rabbis there who were Talmid of Rabban?
What?
Did you have any rabbi that was a Talmid of Rabban and RJJ?
RJJ, there was Amira, there's,
Rabbi Kravitz, you know him?
Rabbi Kravitz was a Talmid.
I didn't have him.
Okay.
He's a Talmid. Because a lot of the older Talmidim told me that that's where they came from, because he encouraged them to come here.
Yeah. Shaul Goldman, I went to Boston. We had a Rosh Hashira of Shaul Goldman with the Kletzka.
Who were some of the classmates in Boston that from Lakewood?
It was more Yeshiva. You know Nelson Nadal?
Sure.
He was in Lakewood longer than me.
I know. He's my neighbor.
See, in RJJ, I graduated Moshe Hirsch and Meir Stern.
Those
were the top Talmidim.
Yeah, right.
And they knew Rabban very well. They were very close with
him. I know.
But these people really knew him well. I was 33 years in Beis Medrash Elyon.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I went to Lakewood for 2 years. That's when I was born.
What attracted you to Lakewood?
Well, I'll tell you. I knew people from Lakewood. That's where I went. I knew people from Lakewood. I learned in Boston. Boston was
satellite.
It was a yeshiva which was made through Lakewood. The Rosh Yeshiva of Shaul Goldman, he was a Talmud of a Baron from Klesk.
Uh-huh.
He learned in Lakewood also.
Yeah.
So he made a yeshiva, and I have a friend who was learning there, so I figured, let me go. I want to go out of town.
Who was the friend?
He's not alive. Naftali Reichman, he's not alive.
Oh, okay.
He was from the east side, too.
Yeah.
So there was I was at the yeshiva 2 years. I used to go a lot to the Boston Rebbe. It was a different part of Boston. Now it's probably all black. It was Roxbury, Massachusetts.
Oh, Roxbury, yeah.
Are you familiar with Boston also?
No, I used to go there.
Yeah.
I go there for work.
Roxbury was not.
I went to the where the Boston Rebbe is now.
Boston Rebbe is now.
That's how it's called. The fancy neighborhood.
Brookline,
yeah.
That's a new year, but I was there, it was in Dorchester.
Dorchester was a Strauss.
Yeah. Blue Avenue, you're from.
Wasn't he there, Rav Savitsky?
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah.
But we didn't have that much shaykhs with Rav Savitsky. We, as yeshiva boys, enjoyed going to the bus and He was very friendly with us.
Yeah.
I used to like to daven near Shabbos. I didn't like daven near Shabbos. It's like my, because he davened very nice for the others.
You're not a Litzak.
I'm really beyond the chosin.
Beyond.
I know. My father came to America in 1914.
Same year my father came here.
What?
It's the same year my father came here.
Yeah, he had to run away from Russia.
Same story.
He was an orphan, he had no father, and his mother couldn't support him, he had to go to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Which part of Russia he came from?
The Ukraine. It's called Kamenets-Podolsk.
Okay.
It's Ukraine. My Zaydas were chassidim. Beyond. The Shatan of that, but it's all region,
Origin, right.
So we lived in Boston, and afterwards, for me, I didn't want a lot of people went to Lakewood.
Yeah.
But I had a reason for not going to Lakewood. Uh-huh. I went to Beis Medrash Elyon.
Yeah.
I had my friends there also. It was a nice yeshiva, Beis Medrash Elyon. Abram Gosowski was still alive, but sick. In fact, I met his Einikel last night. I was in Lakewood by a bar mitzvah, Blach. Yossi Blach.
No.
No, he made up a mitzvah. You know Hirschberg? Nelson Hirschberg?
Yeah.
Him, you know?
Yeah.
That's his brother-in-law. See, my brother-in-law is Mayor Hansen. He's not married a Hansen.
Yeah, I know. I interviewed him.
Yeah, so that's his... the mitzvah is his grandson.
Mm-hmm.
So he went there last night.
I don't know all the connections.
I don't know.
So when you first came to the lake, did you have a fahar?
Yeah.
By Rabban?
Yeah, I went to Rabban's house in Borough Park.
Yeah, what was that like?
It was nice. You know, I went with somebody else.
Who'd you go with?
That's a story. Someone named Noach Fish.
Don't know him.
Yeah, no. It's a sad story with him, because he came back from Eretz Yisrael with the Miri. He learned in the Miri Shiva of Chaim Shmulevitz. So this is going back, you know.
He was an American?
American kid from the East Side.
Yeah.
He's a little younger than me, maybe 2-3 years younger.
Yeah.
He sees me in the street and he remembers me and he got friendly with him and he said he wants to learn with Lakewood. So I said, okay, we'll go to Rabbi Aaron Cutler.
Where was he learning?
Then he just came back from Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, he came from Mir.
He was a RJJ boy, but he went to Eretz Yisrael. I remember him as a young kid. He wasn't my age.
Uh-huh.
I remember from an organization called the Bnei Akiva. He used to belong there.
Fish? I don't remember him, all right.
You don't know him, no, because...
I'm surprised I know everybody.
Noach Fish is...
Where is he now?
I don't know if he's alive even.
Uh-huh.
He went off the derech.
That's the problem.
He came to Lakewood. I learned Bechavrusa with him, but he couldn't learn. I don't know what was the matter. I think he had a learning disability.
Oh.
Those days, we heard of learning disabilities.
Yeah.
I tried to learn him. I see.
I thought everybody has a learning disability.
Yeah. And anyways, he left the yeshiva, and he went up to the...
Right.
That's why. He didn't come from a religious background either, because I went up his house. So his parents weren't religious.
Uh-huh.
But that's the story. So
yeah.
We went together, and... He spoke some with Rabbi Aaron, and he said, okay, come to yeshiva. That was the impression, was that, you know, he was a Rosh Yeshiva. When he said it, you got to hear, when he said a Shia, it's hard to understand him because he spoke very fast.
Yeah.
And you know, he wasn't a pedagogue, Baal Mazbe, you know, type. Yeah. So it's hard to keep up with him.
Yeah.
So there are people who used to say over the Shia who did understand more or less.
Who said over in your time?
My brother, Mayor Hansen.
Uh-huh.
He was in the big...
He must have been a very big Baal Kishrin, Mayor.
He was a Baal Kishrin. He had a good memory also. Memory is very important because he's just so loud, and you have to prepare for the Shia.
Uh-huh.
Also, but that was to hear him a Shia, he used to... His face used to get red, you know, he's so excitable.
Yeah.
People, just to hear him say the shit was something to unbelievable, you know, you don't see today. You couldn't ask him anything anyways in the middle of the shit because he got too excited. He was taking his mind.
Did anybody ever try to ask him?
Not in my time, but I was told that people, when the shit was smaller, people did try, and he was too excited, he couldn't answer really. He got the. And even after the shit, you couldn't go over and ask him something because it took him a while to calm down. Yeah,
he's a risk of the ricer.
Yeah, that's what you saw in him. Yeah, the fire. And he used to say, sometimes in the long Shabbos, he used to say on Shabbos this year.
What time was that?
Short Shabbos, he used to say Shabbos night this year. And he said, I think one more time in the middle of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I know people came from New York to hear this year. I remember a guy, Moshe Hamnick.
Moshe Hamnick?
Yeah.
Is he around?
Yeah, he's a Chaim Berliner. He came out. He's a psychologist.
Uh-huh.
I don't see him much. He was in Boston when I was there. He came there. He had a job. He was like a mashgiach for a while.
Yeah.
And that's all the past history.
Yeah. And so from Boston, you came to Lakewood?
No.
Or you went to Beit
HaShalya? I went to...
Reuven.
Reuven, but he was... We didn't go to Reuven because he was sick already.
Uh-huh.
But it was had a big name also than our town yeshiva, and it was... I had Chaverim there, and it was very good Bochum there, and Yingel Light there also. Like, it was also Tapish. I mean, Bishnashim was a Tapish.
Yeah, right.
At Steinbach, so...
Yeah, right.
Albenfeld, there was a bigger...
Yeah. Simcha Shusel was your time.
Yeah, he was like a Nikolo. Abdon Hungarisha was really my one, which was our Rosh Yeshiva.
Uh-huh.
See, he was a son-in-law of Rabbi Gazzaz.
Uh-huh.
And I was there 3 years, but the yeshiva was more, wasn't like Lakewood. It was, it had no, Rav Shor was a Rosh Yeshiva, but he wasn't there, he just came out once a week or twice. It wasn't really a well-run yeshiva.
Wasn't intense.
Yeah, it was, they had very good people there learning there, but it wasn't a yeshiva. And my friend left, so I figured it's time for me to leave.
Yeah.
After 3 years, and I went to Lakewood for 3 years. And then I went to learn by emotion. That's right, I got married and I learned Kogel by emotion.
Mm-hmm.
The distance between Rav Moshe and Rabban is this. Rav Moshe, you can go over and talk to, like a person goes over and talk to his father.
Uh-huh.
You felt so calm, and he was so smiley. You felt comfortable with him.
Right.
Rabban, you did not feel comfortable with.
Uh-huh.
You felt, you weren't relaxed with him. That's my feeling, and other people also have that feeling. It was hard to approach him.
Uh-huh.
And Moshe could ask him anything under the sun, and you know, he'd answer you, and he's a big person, and it was more easier for me to approach,
to relate to.
Yeah, yeah. Aaron was like too, you know, he's a more excitable type. I don't know, you know, he didn't even try to ask him too many things.
Uh-huh.
I felt that most of the boys did not learn in Lakewood in my time to not get close to Aaron.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Only like a few exceptional, like Moshe Hirsch, Meir Stern, Chaim Epstein.
So these were big Balakishon.
These are the big Balakishon. Those who were, yeah. I mean, the old times, that used to Fagelstag. I mean, there was Meir Hirschkowitz, you know, these are the.
Yeah.
But the regular Talmud Yeshiva didn't feel so comfortable with them.
Uh-huh.
That's the way it was.
Uh-huh.
Rabban was a manic, you know, he was a leader, he had other things on his mind besides Yeshiva. He had Eretz Yisrael, he had Chasmo, he had to raise money for other organizations.
Yeah.
He was a very big clout to, you know.
Yeah.
He's left the young, he burned himself out. He was too much, you know, on his.
It was too much pressure.
Yeah, I think he's a very pressurous person. You felt it when you spoke to him that he wasn't relaxed. That's the feeling he gave me.
Uh-huh.
I was also a sensitive type person. Each one, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they go over, they talk to me, anything, but that was my nature.
Uh-huh.
I was a shy type person.
Uh-huh.
I'm shy, you know.
Right,
still, I'm shy. I mean, I might not be the most friendliest person to talk to either.
All right. Yeah. You sound okay to me.
Yeah, I mean, I can be friendly. I'm not, but, you know, I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
My children are more friendly. If you know Chaim Oizem, he's more friendly.
I don't know if I know him or not. I just know the one from the Beeper store.
The Beeper store, yeah. This one is dumbed Rabbi Cohen Shul, the one I'm
too.
Rabbi Cohen Shul.
Yeah, I know the Shul, but it's 2 miles from here.
My son lives 2-3 minutes away.
Yeah.
Nice shul, big shul. And,
yeah, I know. Yeah. I've been there many times.
Yeah, he's a popular rabbi.
Right, very popular. I know people from here walk there every Shabbos.
Walk? Wow, that's a more.
They walk there, it's because he's their rabbi.
Yeah, he's popular, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of maybe bigger rabbanim in Lakewood, but he's more popular because he
wrote Sfarim, right?
He wrote Sfarim and he talks good.
Yeah, yeah.
He's also down to earth, you know.
Yeah.
That's the impression that Brian gave me. He was.
Do you have any other incidents that you remember outstanding?
I really don't. I told you that it's hard to get too close to the time.
No, I don't mean that you were involved, but even from a distance, you saw things.
Distance.
Yeah.
The main thing which you saw in him is the yeshiva. Shabbos by the meal, he ate with a bacher.
Yeah.
And if he sat at his table. It was hard to eat. Because he's talking, you don't feel like eating.
Right.
So he didn't feel like sitting on his table, even though he had what to say, but you know.
Wasn't comfortable.
Eli Berwachfeig, I used to sit in the same table with Eli Berwachfeig.
Yeah.
And he was a quiet Edler Bacher, and now he's doing the biggest around.
Well, I heard he was also a little a lively person.
Yeah.
In a certain way, his own way.
When I was there, I don't know how old he is. He must be maybe 63, 64.
Yeah, right.
So he was young, and he was still he was a very big mass, but he was quiet himself. He didn't mix. Then he wasn't, you know, what he is today. And I was a little closer with Rav Nosson, the Mashgiach.
Yeah.
He was an easier person to approach to. You can talk to him.
He had time to talk to you.
Yeah, he was more, But Rabban, what impressed me about Rabban is I was once at Yom Kippur. You know, after Kol Nidre, he ran around with the Sefer Torah. His face was red like a fire. Yeah. Could I just be like, just Yom Kippur to see... And when he kissed the Sefer Torah, you know, he was more of a lapidash. He was a fire digger person. And he just said, schmoozing him on your kippah. He used to cry. You remember, he saw that it really was in it, you know. Young American boys, you know, we didn't see that. You know, I was closer to the Biyana Rebbe's Chana. Biyana Rebbe stammered in his own room. He didn't feel it so much. It was down in private. You know, I used to speak to him, it was a different type of person. And that was it. I mean, I can't tell you anymore. I mean, he said this year,
Was there any special impression that you left with, like a legacy of what Rabban was by being in his sphere of influence?
Not really. I was only there 2 years, and the legacy of his that is Avas HaTaira.
You saw that?
That the chias that he had in learning.
Yeah.
That was his whole life.
That's
what you feel. So even when after you left the yeshiva, that thing. See, I'm retired 7 years.
What'd you do?
I worked in the post office almost 30 years. I was a rabbi also for a while, but it didn't work out. I was a rabbi in Woodridge. I was a rabbi in a day school in Lakewood. This is going back 40, not 40, but close to 40 years ago. Rabbi Lubavitch was there.
I remember,
And Rabbi Epstein was the principal.
Right. I interviewed him, too.
Yeah.
He was a Talmud in Europe.
He's from Germany, but I think he learned in Amir.
I think he learned in Clerk too also.
Yeah?
I think so.
But anyway, I was teaching there for a while, but it didn't work out, so I wasn't cut out for teaching.
Right. I also tried that once. I wasn't cut out for it either.
And that's how I went to work in the post office, and I retired over 7 years ago, and now I'm learning. I have a chavus. I learn the Dafa Yomi tapes. I go listen.
Where do you learn?
Most of the time I learn in Munis Yisrael.
You daven there too?
No. I'm just Mencha Marv. Not Shachris. I have a Harus in the morning.
Yeah.
Now I'm Mordechai Bukhorsky. He has a son in Lakewood, Pinchas Bukhorsky.
I don't know.
Anyway, so I know most of him, but Spanish Elion. Jay for a while, but then he went away. I learn in the morning, I go 7 o'clock. You know, there's a yeshiva there at Chaim on 16th Avenue.
Sure, my family used to go there.
It's a good yeshiva. And so I learn with
the morning. It's a very geshmaka place.
Yeah, I see it's very much like a yeshiva.
Yeah,
a
very nice spirit there.
Nice spirit, and it's...
You know, Mr. Yamish?
Yeah, I know.
And then the doctor, the dentist?
Sosha.
He's still there?
Sure, he comes around.
Yeah.
Yeah, their brother-in-law's the Rabbi Pluchak.
Right.
Rabbi,
what's
his name? The Menahel.
Benish. My son-in-law, that's his uncle.
Your son-in-law, the nephew of Rabbi Benish?
Yeah.
What's his name?
His name is Friedman, Yitzchak Friedman. You know him? It's from Muncie. His father is Yeshua Friedman.
No.
Yeah. He's a Renit. His mother's a Renit.
I knew they from the east side. I knew Rabbi Renner's father. He's a Davin to be on the clothes in the east side.
Right. Who was that, on East Broadway?
Yeah, East Broadway.
I once went there. I once had to do something. I went to YU. And I knew Rabbi Dr. Breyer.
Oh, so you surely know, yeah.
So he once sent me there to do a translation, something that he had to write something in Hebrew and English to write a thing for Bian.
Yeah, I see that.
So I dealt with Izzy, you know Izzy?
Izzy, yes. So you know Bian,
I don't know Bian at all, but I know how to deal with it.
You know what's doing it, yeah.
Yeah.
I dumped this many when I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Father Simon there for years.
So his son became the Rebbe.
That's right. His son's very capable.
He's very capable. Yeah, his father's capable too. But he's not well now. He has a stroke. He had a stroke or his Parkinson's.
Well, I was by the wedding. I was by his wedding.
Who, the Rebbe's wedding?
No, Menachem Breyer's wedding.
Wow. That was a long time ago.
Sure. My father was at Broadway Central Hotel.
Oh, yeah. I was there many times.
Yeah, I was by the wedding. The Rebbe's wedding. He's a brilliant fellow, Menachem Breyer.
Oh, yeah. But now he's not well.
Yeah, not well. Yeah, but he was a psychologist.
Right.
I remember when he got married. I remember when he sat down for the Omid.
He was supposed to be a good Balfilla.
Oh, he was an excellent Balfilla.
Yeah.
He sang Rosa de Shabbos, with Pinchuk's Rosa de Shabbos. He put it down very good, you know.
Yeah.
And he spoke. He's a good speaker. He's a very talented fellow.
I know. He was my teacher.
Sure. You know his son, the older son?
I don't know any of his children.
Oh, yeah.